This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
50-minute mark on the Fan. A few minutes away from that. That is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Still taking your calls. We will do it through 2 o'clock. That is when Andrew Filippone and Chris Mother will take over. I will switch places with Austin Bechtold, the man behind the glass. Not really switch places. Austin will be done for a few hours after that. He will step in for me, though, tonight, a little PM team overtime. Austin will be on the airwaves from 6 until 7 when Monday Night Football pregame coverage takes over, brought to you by the NFL on Westwood One. A doubleheader of Monday Night Football tonight, by the way. The Jets and the Dolphins and the Broncos and the Bengals. One of those games certainly of more interest than the other due to the AFC North tie-in that the Bengals provide. 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. DK in the South Hills has been waiting very patiently. We'll go to him now. What's going on, DK?
Hey, Donnie. How you doing, man?
Good. What's on your mind?
Good. Hey, I just hope Gainwell got a ball yesterday. Waking up with the news of Warren and everything and him not, being able to provide, on both sides of the running attack, I think we really crushed it, and that was a big part of the win. Gainwell, I think, just shy of 100 yards and obviously holding them to minimal rushing attack as well. So I almost felt, and I wanted to get your opinion, the defense just looked differently. The backers, kind of some schemes, some different looks, as well as I think once they lost a couple of their O-line guys, we really took advantage of that too. So didn't know if you saw a little bit of historical Steeler defense looks from your vantage, but it just seemed and felt a lot different.
Yeah, DK, that's something to point out, and I appreciate that call, and thanks for hanging with us there for a minute. 412-928-9370 for you to get in queue and show your opinion on something. What's up, Austin?
We got some breaking news here, Donnie.
Uh-oh.
Alex Stump is just putting out there on Twitter that the Pirates have announced they have extended the contract of manager Don Kelly. So Don Kelly will be back next season as the Pirates manager. There is no word yet on what the fate of Ben Cherington is.
Yeah, that would read a little bit better if it said the Pirates have terminated the contract of Ben Cherington. I mean, I've thought, and we'll get to the Pirates a little bit more in the final hour of the show, I think Don Kelly did fine. I'm not ready to build a statue for the guy. I think he did fine with what he had to work with. I think he was certainly better fit for the job than Ben Cherington was, or not Ben Cherington, than Derek Shelton was. Probably a better fit than what Ben Cherington is anyway. But that is just a little piece of news, and I assume this
you have
is
the release.
Our guy, Andrew Lindbergh, is handing me. Yes, the Pirates are extending manager Don Kelly, the quote that said, Donnie has earned the respect of the players, front office, and our fans, and he certainly has earned mine, said Bob Nutting. Maybe I'll just take that little quote and I'll put it up on my wall at home. Donnie has earned the respect of the players, front office, and our fans, and he certainly has mine.
You've earned our respect too, Donnie. You might as well.
412-928-9370 to join the conversation. You can comment on that. Also want to keep the Steelers conversation going there. One of the things that DK from the South Hills brought up was the Steelers defense, and it has looked different in these last two games. And Deshaun Elliott, we mentioned him when we were talking about the game balls. That guy just does a little bit of everything. He had a pick, he had a sack, he had a tackle for loss, he had a forced fumble, six tackles in the game, a couple of quarterback hits. The guy is just all over the place, and I loved him in his first season here last year, and he is following that up with another good 2025. He had to miss a couple of games, but now that he's back, that adds an element to their defense that they did not already have. And it is fair to point out that the Vikings suffered a couple of injuries on that offensive line yesterday. Ryan Kelly, the veteran center, had to leave the game, and the former Pitt Panther, Brian O'Neill, who, for my money, is one of the better right tackles in the game. You know, you think of Lane Johnson, you think of Penei Sewell. Brian O'Neill is not too far down that list, and he also did not play majority of the game. So you credit the Steelers defense there for finally taking advantage of those injuries, because we have seen in the past, we saw it in the first two games of the season, they played some makeshift offensive lines, and they mostly got stonewalled and shut out. So I am glad that they were able to take advantage, pin their ears back a little bit, and play well when the other team's offense has, you know, a couple of injuries up front. They're shorthanded in that aspect of the game. So that was a bit refreshing to take in on the defensive side of the football. They got after Carson Wentz six times. And not all of those fell on the offensive line, because sometimes, you know, it'll be a coverage sack, what they call it, when the quarterback just can't find anybody. He's holding onto the football for too long, and the offensive line doesn't give him enough time, or they give him enough time, but he can't make something happen. That's different than, you know, a guy immediately getting back there and making a play. Their blitzes were more creative. They were just doing more. And I thought that Mike Tomlin, and, you know, if we're going to bash him and the defense when they don't play well, I'm going to praise him when they do. His defensive game plan stood up and beat up the offense that Kevin O'Connell put out there. O'Connell has been viewed as a bit of an offensive mastermind, and I still think he is a very good offensive coach. He took a team with Sam Darnold and won 14 games in 2024. The Steelers outcoached the Vikings pretty thoroughly yesterday. And where I thought they would come up short was the coaching. The two head coaches have specialties. Tomlin, a defensive guy. O'Connell, an offensive guy. But then Arthur Smith put together a better game plan than Brian Flores did. So the Steelers took what they knew about Brian Flores and his defense, and they worked it against him, because Arthur Smith called a very good game as well. 412-928-9370. There was also a cool moment on the ice on Saturday night. And I said this was a loaded weekend, and I know the Steelers talk is going to dominate the show, as it should. There was somebody on Twitter a little bit ago, Austin, who was upset that we spent about 15 minutes talking about college football. Steelers win a huge game, and you guys are talking college. And then he swore a couple of times, so I couldn't get into it more. But, I mean, we're spending at least three of the 4 hours on the Steelers. There was a lot of other stuff that happened this weekend. The Pirates season ended. A handful of big college games. Penn State lost its huge matchup against Oregon. The Penguins welcome back Marc-Andre Fleury, and that's where I want to spend a couple of minutes here. He was 8 of 8 on saves in the third period in that win over the Blue Jackets. My question is still, should they just sign the guy for the whole season? Should they just make this whole season one that is built off nostalgia? they're going to have enough trouble getting people in that arena for regular season games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And maybe Fleury would just be too good to get them the draft slot that they are hoping for, which is number one overall. They want to get Gavin McKenna, who is going to spend a season at Penn State. But the Penguins probably had, outside of the final game, when we are all expecting it to be the final home game of Evgeny Malkin, they won't have as many people in that building, Austin, for a single regular season game outside of Geno's final one than they had on Saturday night. I don't think they'll be all that close.
I mean, I would imagine that the opener will have a decent amount, but, I mean, factor in a lot of people that would probably go to the home opener probably went to this game to see Fleury. So maybe they just decide not to spend money on that and save it for the Malkin game. I agree with you. Like, it is going to be a dire sight at times at the arena this year. And that's why I'm so glad that they did this with Fleury. I was at the whiteout, so I didn't get to see it live, but I was checking in with all the clips and everything after the game and was just awesome to see Fleury not even give up a goal, too. He could still play. And everybody asking him after the game, would you even consider another year? And he's like, no, my hip hurts. I'm already tired. I'm done. I'm ready for retirement. But that's what this season is, Donnie. It's unfortunate. It's feel-good moments. It's celebrate Malkin. It's extend Crosby and break more records. It's, and when I say extend Crosby's streak of years with the Penguins and greatness with the Penguins, and basically rebuild, not play well, find a good draft pick, and hopefully you win the lottery for Gavin McKenna. That's what this season is all about. Develop young players, say goodbye to Evgeny Malkin, find a way to draft Gavin McKenna.
I say make it a full-on reunion tour. Geno's final year, possibly Chris Letang's, who knows. Fleury, just let him play the whole season. Reunion tour, it could be like an old rock band, baby. The Rolling Stones, one last time, one last go-around. Although I think until like 2 years ago, they had reunion tours starting in like 1995, and they played for 30 more. Reunion tour this thing up, man.
You know what, Donnie? I would rather Marc-Andre Fleury not sign with the Penguins.
He'd be too good.
I'd rather Tristan Jarry be in the net. I mean, sure, he'll get some shutouts, but you might have a couple of Tristan Jarry games that we've become so accustomed to getting where he can put you in that position. Maybe they'll score a goal on their own goal again. Maybe they'll have a Malkin-Letang issue again with communication where they score on their own net. Who knows what this season is going to bring, but I don't think it's going to be pretty.
Yeah, you want to talk about a guy who chokes away in big games, Tristan Jarry. I mean, if you tell him a game is of great importance, he's going to give up 6 goals.
Oh, man. Imagine Tristan Jarry playing for James Franklin. What a performance that would be.
Fan weather, that's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cloudy today, a high of 81, low of 58 tonight. Coming up, we will keep taking your calls if you have any thoughts on anything we have gone over so far today. 412-928-9370 gets you in on the conversation. We also have a little bit of Pirates news now to react to. The season ended yesterday. Will they make another move?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.